The biggest headline in upstate New York from the June municipal primaries came out of Buffalo, where socialist India Walton is poised to wrest the Democratic Party's nomination away from four-term incumbent Mayor Byron Brown. The victory is definitely an upset, but is it a surprise? And what's next for the mayor's race in the heavily Democratic city? For those answers and more, we're turning to Jim Heaney, Executive Director of Investigative Post, a nonprofit news outlet in Buffalo, which you can find online at investigativepost.org. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Nice to be back.
So how did we get to this point where, about a week since the primary, India Walton, who you described in April as far from the ideal candidate, appears to have beaten Byron Brown? Did she win the race? Did he lose it? Or was the race the result of, I guess, bigger trends outside of even Buffalo itself?
I think she won the race in that she put together a coalition of local organizations and people, progressives, people on the left, people who were kind of had it with Byron Brown's management of the city. And she melded that with the Working Families Party, which provided a lot of expertise in terms of how to run a successful campaign. And she ran hard. She was tireless on the campaign trail. And, you know, she kind of outworked and in retrospect outsmarted Byron Brown. So she won in that regard. Brown lost it, on the other hand, in that he adopted a very extreme Rose Garden strategy, where he didn't really campaign until the last week or two, didn't raise money as you would expect an incumbent to raise, and not nearly what he's raised in the past. And he treated the election as though his victory was a foregone conclusion. So he kind of snoozed. And, you know, what's the saying? When you snooze, you lose. and that's what happened. So, you know, she worked hard, and you know, and she won, and you know, turnout was relatively low, but it's always low in Democratic primaries, and that's an argument that some of the mayor's people are making. But you didn't hear anybody making that argument when the mayor won past primaries with voter turnout that wasn't much better.
Well, you mentioned the Working Families Party, a far-left third party that gets involved in Democratic primaries to potentially secure their candidate on the Democratic line. Did the Democratic Party establishment put any comparable muscle behind Brown's campaign, or did they stay out of this for the most part?
No, they endorsed the mayor early on, and the local party chairman, Jeremy Zellner, was pretty dismissive of India Walton. Was quoted at one point as saying he couldn't imagine her candidacy having any impact on the race. Did they throw a lot into the race? No, they didn't, because much like the mayor, they thought, you know, victory was in the bag. So they got caught sleeping as well. But it's really the mayor's campaign. I think the party probably had to take their cues from the mayor. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, Zellner and Brown historically have, you know, aren't exactly best friends. I think the party endorsed him kind of out of expediency. I think there's been this perception for years, which I think this primary dispelled, that the mayor was this very powerful, you know, couldn't be beat kind of politician. And if you look at the primary, past primary results, every primary, every 4 years, he wins with fewer and fewer votes. And the bottom in this primary just fell out. He just didn't generate the excitement at the polls, and he didn't try again. He assumed he was the winner and didn't really break a sweat.
So should I view this primary race and the outcome in a vacuum unique to itself, or should I think of it more broadly? And does it have implications for the politics of Buffalo and beyond in Erie County?
I think that, in a sense, the way this primary played out is reflective of kind of America post-George Floyd. You know, India was one of the leaders of the street protests last summer here in Buffalo. You know, the political landscape has changed, you know, somewhat, you know, especially in a place like Buffalo, which is, you know, one of the nation's poorest cities. You know, there has not been the kind of progress for poor people of color. There's really been no progress during Byron Brown's 15 years in office. And I think people got tired of the lack of progress. I think her victory, if, you know, the mayor is making noises about running a writing campaign, you know, he's gotten the noisy support of Carol Palladino, who should be no stranger to your listeners, a right-wing, actually extreme right-wing developer, who is, you know, just screaming bloody murder over the prospect of having India Walton as the incoming mayor. Brown yesterday, Sunday, tried to distance himself. But, you know, they've had a relationship going on for years. And to the extent the mayor is trying to distance himself from Carl, I kind of view it as a kind of a wink-wink move. Because, you know, he's got Carl as a vocal supporter, and I don't think that's going to change. And Carl's vocal support is really giving a lot of other folks in town reason for pause. Do we really want to get involved in a campaign in which Carl Palladino thus far is playing such a prominent role? In terms of the implications, if India Walton does prevail in November, I think they're potentially profound. She has built a potentially very powerful organization. I would expect that they're going to challenge in 2023, you've got 9 council seats and 6 Board of Education seats up for election. Most of those folks are status quo politicians. I would suspect that her organization or the progressive community at large is going to challenge any number of those folks. Democratic committee seats for the Erie County Democratic Committee are up next year. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a move to get progressive candidates elected to those committee seats, which in turn could pose a challenge to Jeremy Zellner, depending on how he plays his cards going forward. So I think this could be for Buffalo profoundly impactful going forward.
In case you're just joining us, we're speaking with Investigative Post executive editor Jim Heaney, and we're talking about the Democratic mayoral primary in Buffalo, where socialist India Walton unseated four-term incumbent Byron Brown. You touched on a little bit this burgeoning write-in campaign that Brown may or may not be launching in the future. Can you flesh out a little bit more what shape this campaign has taken behind the scenes in the week since the primary, especially with what appears to be a, I guess, astroturfing initiative by some of the close colleagues of Brown as well as close associates of Palladino?
Yeah, the mayor's people are trying to give the appearance that there's a groundwell of support for the mayor proceeding with a writing campaign. The mayor threw out the first pitch at a Toronto Blue Jays game at our downtown ballpark Thursday. And many of the people who turned out were highly paid patronage employees of the mayor's, mostly people making 6 figures. They would lead us to believe that there's this groundswell of support for the mayor continuing his campaign. Then we reported over the weekend that the mayor's people, and in some cases some of Carol Palladino's people, have been working behind the scenes to try and solicit written expressions of support for the mayor from business people and others to continue his campaign. And the idea is to create the pretext that would allow the mayor to stand up and say, there's been this outpouring of expressions of support. People want me to continue my campaign. I'm going to follow the wish of the people. And in fact, it's all being orchestrated. It's being manufactured. It's kind of phony. The only real public outpouring of support has come from his top paid patronage employees and Carol Palladino. And I think a lot of other people are kind of sitting there wondering what's going to happen next. You know, I think if the mayor does wage a write-in campaign, I think it's going to be incredibly divisive in this community. You're going to have the mayor and probably some white conservative business interests pitted against kind of community activists and others. I think this will potentially divide the black community, but it's also going to divide, I think, the black community from the larger community. You know, one Henry Taylor from the University of Buffalo has done an analysis that showed really one of the keys to India Walton's success at the polls last week was her ability to attract the vote of white progressives in the city. I think she has attracted kind of a younger multiracial liberal base of support, you know, in both the black and the white communities. But I personally think a write-in campaign is gonna tear this community apart.
Well, so it might tear the community apart, but is it a credible campaign potentially? I mean, there were about 21,000 votes cast in this primary of 106,000 Democratic voters. There's 150,000, I think, registered voters in the entire city. I don't know what else is on the ballot that might affect turnout, but could Brown, relying on sort of the status quo supporters and the Democratic establishment, win potentially?
Well, the Democratic establishment, I mean, Jeremy Zellner in particular, has already come out and said India Walton won the primary. She's our candidate.
What about like labor unions, for example, though?
Byron Brown is not popular.
Okay.
With the labor unions in town. I think that the mayor, if he stages this writing campaign, it's going to be a very uphill fight. Is it out of the question? No, it's not out of the question, but I think it's unlikely. I think what's much more likely is the divisive results it's going to bring in the community. You know, he's going to take if he runs, it's a long shot. It's a long shot.
And if we launch the Jim Heaney for mayor write-in campaign, will you serve if elected?
Hell no.
Well, there you have it.
I like doing what I do. I like doing what I, as a matter of fact, I love doing what I do.
Excellent. Well, we've been speaking with Jim Heaney. He's the executive director of Investigative Post, which you can find at investigativepost.org. And do not waste your ballot on a write-in vote for Jim. Jim, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
And almost immediately after our interview on Monday afternoon with Jim Heaney, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown announced that he would, in fact, be running a write-in campaign for mayor of Buffalo.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.